righteous eternal Father. Lord Jesus, we are grateful, we are thankful unto thee once again, Master. Since you started with us in this master place from the Sunday school to the morning service, Lord, thank you for great deliverances. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for correction. Thank you for instruction. Thank you, O living God, for all that you have been unto us since we entered this place this morning. Lord Jesus, we are grateful. We are thankful, Master. Father, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for your word of life. Thank you for what it has accomplished in our lives already. Blessed be thy name, Master. Lord Jesus, we are looking unto thee for more of your help, Lord Jesus. Lord, more of your blessing, more of your master instruction, more of your master, Lord, correction maybe, Lord, and everything that you want to do for us, Lord, this evening. Lord, may your blessing be our portion, Heavenly Father. Speak to our hearts, O living God. Teach us thy precepts, O loving Savior, and give us understanding and the revelation of the same, Master, so that at the end of this service, we'll have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for your servants in other places. May you be with them also, Father, and see them through, Heavenly Father. Anoint them and inspire them and use them to be a channel of blessing to your people, Master. Thank you for granting all this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. We can have our seat for a while. While we sing this song again. 497. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Hear this word, he has shown us the way. Hear in the midst, he standing today. Thank God, he said, hey God.
Joyful with a mighty name.
Can we please stand on our feet as we read from the book of Genesis? Genesis chapter 24. Verse 58. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, "Will thou go with this man?" And she said, "I will go."
Once you pray Rebekah, won bi pe iwo ba okunrin yi lo o si wi pe emi o lo.
May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word.
Je ki Jesu Oluwa ko fi ibukun fun kiko oro re a le joko.
So we are continuing with this sermon.
And tesi waju ninu wasu yi.
The time of decision.
Akoko ipinu.
Rebekah here was asked,
Rebecca nibi yi abi,
will you go with this man?
Ije o lo pelu okunrin bi?
A man that has just come.
Okunrin to pe o se de ni.
You don't know what he's talking about. You have not seen the man that he's talking about rather.
Okunrin afesona to so nipa re a o ti ti ri rara.
You've not heard anything about him. You've not seen him before. Whether it's an handicap, you don't know.
Boya oji ni o, a o gbo mo kankan nipa re o.
Whether it's handicapped by eyes,
boya oju e ti fo,
whether it's handicapped by one leg,
boya ese kan ti ro,
whether whatever about him you don't know.
Alebu ara ti o ba ni awo mo o.
He said, let us ask the girl.
O ni eje ka bi odomobirin na lere.
Will you go, Rebekah?
Rebekah iwo o wa lo bi?
She made a clean cut decision.
O se ipinu pipe ipinu mimo gege bi woli se so nipa route.
Said I will go.
O ni emi o lo.
Praise ye the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
So decision.
Ipinu.
Time of decision.
Akoko ipinu.
That is what we make every day.
Ohun ti a nse ni gbogbo.
Whether consciously or unconsciously.
Boya ti a mo ni o tabi ninu ero ti ti a o mo.
We make decision every day.
A o se ipinu ni gbogbo igba.
And we've looked at characters in the scriptures.
A si ti wo awon kan ninu Bibeli.
Like I said the other time.
Gege bi mo ye so
ni. This sermon, the time of decision, has to do with the character of Abraham, Eliezer, and
Rebekah.
Basically,
Eliezer and Rebekah.
But I just want us to look at some other saints who made decision at a particular time. We have seen Ruth.
Atiri Ruth.
We have seen Orpah also.
Atiri Orpah na.
We have seen Moses.
Atiri Mose.
We have seen Daniel.
Atiri Daniel.
See, one thing, like I said on Wednesday,
oh, can I give you my story?
That we can never do about in deciding for God. Deciding for God. You cannot say you believe God. Or you decided for God and leave some other things out. When we decide for God, we cannot leave the word of God aside or push the word of God aside and say the word of God does not matter. I'm a believer. So the word of when we decide for God, we must obey the word of God. Praise ye the Lord. And there's one other thing we cannot do without. That I said on Wednesday. We cannot do without following God's people. Praise the Lord. In all ages, that is where it has been. We saw that Ruth said, your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. Say, where you lodge, I will lodge. Where you die, that is where I will die. Praise the Lord. So Ruth left her people and came to the people of God. Praise ye the Lord. We also saw Moses. Moses was an Hebrew to start with. But by The fear of the king and the fear that they will kick every male child that is born. And as God led Amram and Jochebed, they took Moses to the river Nile. There she became the son of Pharaoh's daughter. We know the story. But a time came when Moses came to be himself. He said, I'm not Pharaoh's daughter. I'm not the son of Pharaoh's daughter. I'm a son of Abraham. And he identified with the people of God. Praise the Lord. There is no way we can do without dealing with God's people. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care what you claim. You cannot do without God's people. Praise ye the Lord. I want to emphasize on that this evening. But Abraham also taught us. He said when he gave his life to the Lord Jesus, we read it before. That is paragraph 83, Kinsman Redeemer. Let's hear it again, what Abraham said about his own testimony. Paragraph 83, Kinsman Redeemer. Not seen it. Brahman said, when I accepted Christ, I was torn out of my own home. Okay, yes, you are there. When I accepted Christ, my boyfriends, girlfriends, everybody threw me down. Went down with a bunch of old people that had the Holy Spirit and believe in God, serving Him. The guest was down there in that church were different than what the girls I had been going with. They looked different. They acted different. They were strange. And I was scared of them. They were different people. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Bible. The first messenger of the Gentile age. That is Paul. Apostle Paul. Let's hear what the scripture says about him. Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, we start our reading from, let me see. Okay, let's start from verse 18. No, verse 17. Are you there? Acts chapter 9, verse 18. Okay. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house. And putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mayest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ananias said, Lord, O si wo ile na, nigbati o si fi owo re le oni Saulu arakunrin, Oluwa ni o ran mi, Jesu ti o fi ara han o ni ona ti iwo ba wa ki iwo ki o le riran ki o si kun fun emi mimo.
And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and across me and arose and was baptized.
Loju kan na nkan si bo kuro ni oju re bi ipepe o si riran o si dide.
That is why you can weep. I don't care who you are also. You can't do without baptism. Because that is one of the ordinances that Jesus Christ left with them, with us. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every nation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be what? Shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be what? Shall be damned. So many people say they believe Jesus today. They go to church, they worship, they do everything, they say they believe Jesus. But they were never at one time or the other baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How will their sin be remitted? Because Jesus Christ said, he said, ought not Christ to suffer all these things? Yeah. And die and be crucified and raised on the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. There is no way anybody will say he's following Jesus and he's not baptized and he will say his sin has been remitted. It's not possible. Jesus Christ laid it down. Praise ye the Lord. So let's continue. So Paul himself was baptized. Why was St. Paul? Was our Lord not baptized? Though he was not baptized for remission of sin, he was baptized as a lamb to be washed before he will be offered as a sacrifice. Praise ye the Lord. Now, let's continue. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. Certain days was with them for certain days. Yeah. So Paul himself had to stay with the disciples for some days in Damascus before. That is why we used to say, anywhere we want to go, we should never go to a place where there is no fellowship. Let's continue. Okay, let's jump. When? After? Okay, there is need for it. Verse 20. And straightway they preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which call on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwell at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their line of wait was known to Saul, and they watched the gate day and night to kill him.
Verse 21.
Then the disciple took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀ mú un ní òru, wọ́n sì sọ ọ́ kalẹ̀ lára odi nínú agbọ̀n.
And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he assailed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple.
Nígbà tí Saulu sì dé Jerusalem, ó pète àti dára rẹ̀ pọ̀ mọ́ àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn, gbogbo wọn sì ń bẹ̀rù rẹ̀ nítorí wọn kò gbàgbọ́ pé ọmọ ẹ̀yìn kan náà ni.
When he got to Jerusalem, Saul did not say, I believe Jesus. I will go and preach myself. I have nothing to do with the disciples in Jerusalem. Saul himself was still looking for the disciples in Jerusalem. But everybody was afraid of him. Now let's continue. And, okay, verse 27. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him and how he had preached boldly at Damascus. In the name of Jesus.
Ṣùgbọ́n Barnabas mú un, ó sì sí lọ sọ́dọ̀ àwọn apostoli, ó sì sọ fún àwọn bí òun ti rí Olúwa ní ọ̀nà, àti pé ó ti bá a sọ̀rọ̀, àti bí ó ti fi ìgboyà wàásù ní Damascus ní orúkọ Jésù.
And he was with them going in and going out at Jerusalem.
Ó sì wà pẹ̀lú wọn, ó ń wọlé, ó sì jáde ní Jerusalem.
Praise ye the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
Going in and out with who?
Tó ń jáde tó wọlé pẹ̀lú àwọn ènìyàn Ọlọ́run, àwọn ẹni Ọlọ́run.
So there is no way you can say you cannot be an island of your home.
O kan le da wa lori tori ara
rẹ. I said I believe Jesus. I don't need the believers.
Èmi ò nílò àwọn onígbàgbọ́.
May God have mercy on us. Everywhere we go, we must associate with God's people. That it has been in all ages. That is why when Brother Abraham said, when Brother Abraham was talking about people that just gave their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will ask them to find a church that believe or among all the pastors that were associated in that meetings to go to their church and seek for the Holy Ghost.
Nígbà tí wọ́n ní bá tọ́ba wà sù tó wá sọ fún àwọn tí wọ́n ṣẹ̀fáyé wọn fún Jésù wípé kí wọ́n wá nínú àwọn oníranṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run tí ó wà nínú ìpàdé náà, pé kí wọ́n máa lọ sí ìjọsìn ilé ìjọsìn wọn, kí wọ́n sì di ẹni tí a fẹ̀ mímọ́ kún.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
So those three things we cannot do without it.
Àwọn nǹkan mẹ́ta yà ó lè ṣe láìsí wọn.
You cannot say you believe God.
O lè lo gba Ọlọ́run gbọ́.
And just being on your home without being with God's people.
Kò kan wà lórí jorí láìsí ní ìdarapọ̀ mọ́ àwọn ènìyàn Ọlọ́run.
And you cannot do without the word of God.
O sì lè ṣe láìsí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
May God help us.
Jẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run kó ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
So let's continue.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká tẹ̀síwájú.
So I want us to look at another character.
Mo fẹ́ ká tún wo àwọn ẹlòmíràn.
Before we continue with Abraham. And
Abraham.
This character we also know very well. I want to read from, I will just read before talking about this character. Yeah, we talk about Daniel. I think we were able to talk to the young ones last Wednesday about Daniel.
Daniel.
So let's go to Rahab. God's wrapped gift. 60-12-25. Paragraph 27.
Ọpọlọ ti akojọpọ etale ni ọgbọn.
Rahab the harlot.
Rahabu asewo
that we are all familiar with.
Eni ti awa na ti a mo nipa re
she being a young girl that was torn on the street by a hidden father and mother.
Ti ojo odobinrin ti a fi soju popo nipa baba ti iya laigbagbo.
That put her on the street because she was beautiful.
Ti won fi soju popo nitori pe o rewa.
She was to bring an income to them on prostitution.
Ko le ba ma mu nkan wale fun won, owo wale fun won nipa asewo, nipa si asewo.
And yet down in this immoral girl that was torn on the street.
Sibe ninu omobinrin oniwa agbere ti a fi si oju popo yi.
She had heard that there was a God who answered prayers.
O si ti gbo wipe Olorun kan wa ti o gbo adura.
And the first opportunity that she got
afani akoko ti o si ni
to accept that God or do something for him.
Lati gba Olorun igbo tabi lati so nkan fun.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Eyin oruko Oluwa.
She heard about God.
O gbo nipa Olorun.
Who delivers?
Eni to tun ni sile.
She heard about God.
O gbo nipa Olorun.
Who is able to open the Red Sea?
Eni to ni agbara lati pin oku pupa niya.
She heard about God.
O ni o gbo
nipa Olorun. Who is dealing and helping and delivering his people?
Eni to wo awon eniyan re san to si tun won sile.
When those people had the opportunity of being on our path or in our house.
Nigba ti awon eniyan yi ni anfani lati wa ni inu ile re.
She was not lazy or she was not slack as to do something for these people of God. Praise the Lord. It was an opportunity that was given to her to accept their God. It was an opportunity for her to be part of these people that she has so much heard about. She has not seen their God, but she believed their God. And when she saw some representative of that God, praise the Lord, she didn't fold her hands. She did something for those people. Quickly. That was what Brabant said. Brabant said she quickly. And the first opportunity that she got to accept that God or do something for him. She did it. And God spared her life. And saved her father. And mother and her family. She fell in love with a general in the army of Israel. We find in history and married this general. And their courtship was wonderful. And finally they settled down and lived at Bethlehem. Praise the Lord. That was a decision that she had to make quickly. An opportunity that she didn't allow to slip out of our hands. May God help us. Time of decision. Praise ye the Lord. One thing I want us to know. Anyway, we've said it before. There is no way you will decide for God. Mercy. There is no way we will decide for God. Children, are you listening? There is no one that has decided for God and God has let down. Or God has put to shame.
It's not possible.
God never put any of his children to shame. That is one thing certain and sure. That is why we used to sing that song. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. I used to tell them, You might be rich. There is nothing that says that God cannot bless you, bless us, like we heard in the morning, as the pastor said. There is nothing that says that God cannot bless you. And there is nothing that says that you will not pass through tribulation and trials. There is no doubt about that. We must settle that. Persecution. Persecution. Trials. Temptation. Are part of Christian journey. Am I right? But one thing we know, Jesus Christ said, he said, he will be with us in all our trials. He said, lo, I'm with you till the end of the world. He said, he will not leave us nor forsake us. In every situation, that is one thing certain. In every situation, our God is always with us. There is this thing that we used to know. Maybe these children do not know. That's a story that we were told many years ago. There was a man, I think it was a dream. So he said, he saw some footprints on the sand of time. He said, sometimes he will see four fools, him and the, as if it in that dream it was him and the Lord walking. He will see four footprints on the ground, on the sand. At a time he will see only two footprints. And he noticed that the time when he sees the two footprints, at the time when he's passing through problems, tribulation, and maybe some wahalas, then he wondered, why is it that when I'm in trouble, God is not there with me? He was thinking and was asking the Lord. You said you are working with me. But anytime I'm in problem, I'm in trouble, I don't see your footprint with me. And the Lord told him. He said, during those trials and troubles and temptations, you can't walk. I had to carry you. It was my footprint that you are looking at. It is not yours. Praise the Lord. That is what our God does. When life is as, when it seems as if the whole problem of the world is on us, when you see that we cannot continue, everything that is coming to an end, oh, praise ye the Lord. It is not your strength then. It is not your ability then. It is the Lord carrying you, taking you through the trouble. Praise the Lord. So God does not put his people to shame. In whatever situation, we have that confidence that our God is with us. That is what we enjoy in that we have decided for the Lord. It is sweet following Jesus. There are abundance of testimony we can be talking about. God bless you. Let's start with Abraham. Of course, we know that Abraham, God called him at the age of 75. When he was 75 years old. That was when God called Abraham. Abraham was in his place. When God called him that, Abraham, leave your nation. Leave your kindred. Leave your father's house. You know? But Abraham left with his father.
Ṣùgbọ́n Abrahamu ó lọ pẹ̀lú bàbá rẹ̀.
And his nephew.
Àti ìbátan rẹ̀.
Àbúrò bàbá rẹ̀. Abraham taught us that.
Ọmọ àbúrò bàbá rẹ̀ ọkùnrin. Ọmọ àbúrò bàbá rẹ̀ ọkùnrin.
Abraham taught us that his father was here in his biscuit.
Wòlíì wípé.
His father was here in his biscuit.
Wòlíì wípé bàbá rẹ̀ ó jẹ́ ajogún nínú biscuit rẹ̀.
It's not a rule. Wahala be problem for.
Okay, Baba rẹ jẹ isoro fun.
Sorry. Yeah. So, likewise, Lot.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni Lot náà pẹ̀lú.
Abraham said God did not bless Abraham fully until Abraham totally separated according to what God told him.
Wòlíì wípé Ọlọ́run kò bùkún Abrahamu ní ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ àyàfi ìgbà tí Abrahamu tó ya rẹ̀ sọ́tọ̀ pátápátá gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìbámu pẹ̀lú Tọ́lọ́run sọ fún.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
Now, that is just by the way. But where we are going is actually that. Let me just read Brother Abraham. Paragraph 28. Let's start from paragraph 28. The time of decision. 59:06-11. Paragraph 28. Okay. And the time had come for Abraham, the great patriarch and servant of God, to make a decision. And this decision was that he was to decide just on who his son Isaac that he had waited 25 years for, and had received him as one from the dead, and know that he was a called and separated messenger of God. Let me finish. And there was a time come when he had to make the decision who will be his helpmate to carry on the plan of God.
Ipinu na si ni wipe o gboro se ipinu lori Isaac omo re ti Olorun se le ri fun. That is a pinu bi yo se bi yo to omo to duro fun odun me dogbon ki o to gba ni owo Olorun bi eni ti o ti ku ti o si mo wi pe Olorun pe ohun jade keke bi iranse fun ohun to je pe ni akoko yi o ni lati se ipinu wi pe ohun ti eni ti o je ti o je oluranlowo fun ninu ipinu yi fun Olorun.
Marriage, from what you read here, from what Abraham said here, marriage is to help us to carry out the plan of God for our life.
Igbeyawo yo ran wa lowo lati mu ipinu Olorun ninu aye wa lati mu jade.
As a young lady,
gege bi odobirin,
the plan of God for your life is to be a mother.
Ipinu Olorun fun aye re,
that is one of it.
Ipinu Olorun fun aye re, ikan ninu won ni pe lati je iya.
As a young man, the plan of God for us is to be a father. And he both goes with responsibilities. Don't forget that Abraham said, making wrong decision, marry somebody you are not supposed to marry, may ruin your what? Entire life.
She say ipinu to lodi fife eni to lodi for lati fe o le ba ayeraye re je.
But if God has helped you, sister, if God has helped you, brother, young sister, if God has helped you thus far, the rest of your life is to carry out God's plan for your life. And to carry out God's plan, you've got to get the right man or the right woman for you, for yourself. That is why we must carefully pray and pray through about our future partner.
Ìdíní ìtọ́jú pé a gbọ́dọ̀ gbàdúrà kádẹ̀ gbàdúrà àgbàyọrí lórí ẹni tí yóò jẹ́ ìyàwó tàbí ọkọ wa ní ọjọ́ iwájú.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹyin Olúwa.
We've read it before. I don't want to go into it. Paragraph 29. You see, God don't make all our decisions.
Ọlọ́run kò kí ń ṣe gbogbo ìpinnu fún wa.
And there are many times that God doesn't tell his prophets. just what to do. Even prophet, God don't show them everything. Because they have to make the decision themselves. If there is no decision that we have to make, just wait every move from God. Then there is no overcoming on our part. And sometimes they made the wrong decision. God's anointed prophets
made
the wrong decisions. And many times in that they are deceived. God prophet will not decide to make wrong decision on their own. It's because when they were misinformed, yes, that is when they are deceived into making such decisions. But don't forget too that the Bible taught us here also, like I read the other time, that we should commit our ways unto the Lord, and we should commit our words unto the Lord, and he will guide us to make the right decision then. May God help us. Alright, they are deceived. Okay. Now, paragraph 31. How did Elisha, the mighty man of God, when the Shunammite woman come rushing in, weeping, Elisha knew that she was troubled. And he said, God has kept it from me. So the time has been allotted to every man to make his decision. Whether he's a preacher or a prophet or a church member or what more, he has got to make a decision. And this time came, and Abraham was determined that he did not want his son to marry an unbeliever. That will be good decision for Christians today, who are sons and daughters of Abraham, under no circumstance should a believer do what? Marry an unbeliever. Under no circumstance should a believer do what? Marry a non-believer. Under no circumstance. I don't care what could have happened. I don't care what will happen. Under no circumstance should a believer marry an unbeliever. So, who are sons and daughters of, to make the same decision about their children. Now, it didn't make any difference how pretty those unbelieving girls were, and how nice of women they were. But Abraham did not want his son connected with that kind of stuff. So he had to make a time of decision on who he should marry. Beauty will fade.
Ewa, yo pareo.
Tell the girl is beautiful. Let her just give her some time. Let her give back to the first and the second
church.
Lobato. Character.
Iwa.
Ah, the girl is very nice. She can lead that, as Pastor used to say. Pastor used to say in those days. Ah, she can lead that and do this and that. Brabram said, Brabram is not, when you are talking about character, it is not how she can kneel down or she can do this, she can do that. But we are talking about godly character in her. Is she filled with the Holy Ghost? That's what Brother Brown taught us, that we should not choose by sight. Because when we are talking about beauty, it is by sight. And the physical character you see, it is by sight. But you should look behind what is inside of this lady.
No, Brother
Brown said that if God turned the looking glass to the soul, the looking glass to the soul of a person, sometimes you will run. You will run because of the demons in that soul. And we are told that there are gentle demons also. Is that true? Young girls, is that true? There are gentle demons. May God help us.
All
right. We are talking about Abraham.
I saw the Abraham.
All right. Paragraph 34. And then the time came that he had to make a decision. This thing is just jumping to another place. Let me follow this one. Paragraph 34. And then the time came he had to make a decision on who he would send to select this bride for Isaac. And when that time came, he looked over all his servants. And we learned in here a beautiful lesson of
Abraham.
A type of God the Father hunting for a servant to go find a bride for his son. That is what the father is doing today.
He
is looking over his group to see someone that he can put trust in. That we take the message that he sent to the bride. And he decided that Eleazar was the selected one. Because he had found Eleazar a trustworthy servant. He had been loyal and a true and upright and just and honest. That is the kind of a servant that God can pick to take a message from him to the church. As one that's been proven to be just. Remember my sermon the last time here on the selecting or the placing of his son. How that he was proven first and then adopted into the family or placed positionally.
Nipa fifi omo kunrin sipo bi o ti ropo danwo ti a ki o ki o wa to so di omo sinu ebi re tabi ko fi si ipo ninu ebi.
Paragraph 37.
Akojopo 37.
There are many. Okay, let's jump on this. Now, just before we closed. You know, Eliezer, we know the story. Eliezer was sent by Abraham to go and look for a bride for Isaac.
Abraham ran Eliezer lati lo wa iyawo wa fun Isaac.
Before he left, Abraham said, put your hand in my thigh and swear to me that you will not allow my son to marry any of these Canaanite women around here. You will go to my people in Padan-Aram and get a wife for my son. And he said, peradventure the girl will not follow me. Then what should I do? How did Abraham answer? He said, the God that I serve will send my angel before you. Praise the Lord. He said, he will do what? Send my angel before you. All right, let's be. Paragraph 44. I want us to hear what Abraham said here. Then again, the servant wasn't satisfied here with just going. He wanted some kind of an assurance. And he kept questioning. What if the woman won't come? And I mean, when I tell her these things, what if she doesn't come? Then what? Then he had to make a decision. Then when he heard from his master's lips, the angel of God shall go before you. Oh, I just like that so much. He just fits my case right here. The angel of the Lord shall go before you, and he will persuade her. God sent his angel with his messenger. God does that. You know that is the way he does it. He sent Daniel. He sent others. And he sent an angel with them. So he every time does the same thing. For it is his way of speaking. Praise the Lord. Not only his servants, all of God's children have the angel of the Lord encamped around them anywhere they go. Once we decide for the Lord, God make his angel around his children to protect them in the way, to keep them in the way, to guide them in the way, and to be their help in the way. Praise the Lord. And when Eliezer got to where he was going, the angel of the Lord was the one that went to Rebecca to tell Rebecca, it is time to go and fetch water. Praise the Lord. You see, we don't know what God is doing for us. When sometimes, even before you pray, God is working for you. Do you believe that? Once we are faithful to commit our ways unto the Lord, you will not know when God is fighting your battle for you. You will not be there when God is fighting your battle for you. You will not be there when God is pulling your case when you are not there. Praise the Lord. Read the scriptures. How God, without God, sometimes God's people being there, how God will, okay, this king,
Oba Yi,
is it not Ahasuerus?
Oba Ahasuerus.
King Ahasuerus.
Oba Ahasuerus.
When it was time for God to reward
Mordecai,
God bless you. Who made the king not to sleep? Praise ye the Lord. Mordecai did not know anything. But it was time for God to reward Mordecai. And God made sure that the king did not sleep. Praise ye the Lord. That is some of the things we enjoy as God's children. The king could not sleep. And the king said, Bring the
books
of be reading it. They were reading. They got a Mordecai. The Mordecai saved the king because there were some people that wanted to kill the king.
He said, stop there.
What was done for him? Nothing was done for him. Are you sure? Nothing was done for you. Okay, we must do something for you. Who did that? Praise the Lord. So God fights many of our battles for us. So you just pray. You just be faithful. Let us just be sure that we are in the path of righteousness. Then see how God will fight your battle for you. See how God will defend you when you are not there. See how God will help you when you don't even think you could be helped. May God help us. Let's bow down our heads. We'll stop there this afternoon. Our God does not let his people die. May God help us. Even sometimes your file can cause some attraction. God has done that for many people. Let's commit ourselves unto him. Jesus. We have heard the word of the Lord. how people made decision for the Lord and how God never let them down, how God reward them in their decision for the Lord. And it is the same thing today, that we've got to decide for the Lord, because is it that we serve God or we serve mammon? Or is it that we serve God or we serve the devil? The devil, of course, is mammon. In everything, or we serve God or we please ourselves. But God wants us to decide for Him. In everything that we do, in our decision making, God wants us to decide for Him day by day. In whatever His word says, it is the will of God for us to make our decision in agreement with God's word. And that is where we will receive the blessing. If you want us to, if you want to remember again this afternoon in prayer, if you want to be remembered in prayer once again, why don't you raise up our hands as our pastor will pray for us?
Father, we are very grateful to you again for this last service of the day. We thank you how you gloriously started the services with us in the Sunday school. Thank you for your word that came to us. We are very grateful. Lord Jesus, we have been fellowshipping around this message because to be stored for us. We believe it's washing us, it's transforming our lives, it's giving us rapturing faith, it's making us ready for that 0 hour when you call upon us to come up hither. We are very grateful, Lord. Help us to go in this life journey. Our joy is that we don't know what tomorrow holds. Our joy is that we know the one that holds today, holds tomorrow, holds eternity in His hands. That is our joy. We pray, Master Savior, as we travel, O God, Lord Jesus, we have promised to be with us. You will leave us, nor forsake us. We put our absolute confidence in you, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will always be there for us to raise a standard against the enemy. Be with students who go to school, be with workers who go to work, be with businessmen and women who go to their businesses, those at home. We just pray, oh God, those who we have a cause to travel from one place to the other, Master, we commit everything into your hands. Your servant that is in Lagos, when he be coming back, please bring him safely. Be with us, Lord. Every second, every minute, decisions that you have to take every day of the week. Father, we are absolutely depending upon you to make our decisions, to guide us in our decision according to your word. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We know how we can easily identify the enemy when he comes around us. If we want to make us to do something contrary to your word, which is your will, that is how we easily tell that this is the enemy. Just be with us, Lord, and see us through. May the week be more wonderful, may it be more glorious, may it be more blessed. Lord, our individual study of your word and consecration, the family altar, the church services, Father, all together. Each of the services, may you promote us to higher ground. Thank you for your servant that you are graciously using again this evening to bring your blessing unto us. May you replenish it for the virtue that has led it. Take all of us home safely, those going with private vehicle, public transport. Lord, make a way for us to go back to our homes. And the things that we have heard today, Father, it is not your will for us to be forgetful hearers. We don't want to be forgetful hearers, Lord. Give us grace, O God, that when a need arises, you will help us, O God, to remember the things that we have been taught today, Lord, that we may apply them for your glory, for your honor, for our benefits. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Your servant that went to Bakatari, bring him safely when he shall be coming. The entire week is in your hands. Oh, our desire is to be like you. May you help us, O Father. Thank you, Savior the God, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir.
Shall we rise? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the heart hear His voice. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let the people rejoice. Oh, to the Father.